Brothers and sisters, themes and things for today's show. What thoughts and practices could deliver us from the trap of the false notions of class? And by what process would this happen? In which discussion, we will revisit concepts from our May 17, 2015 show, one being the necessary role in our process of reacquisition of the authentic self, of the emphatic partner, and the other being the trauma of class. We'll consider what these concepts mean for our building that critical mass of committed folk working to decommission the global system. And given that our conditioning is, in a sense, the whole of it, the whole of the matter of our containment under class, and given that the gaps between our understanding of what is happening and powers, and between our certainty, our confidence in ourselves, and our belief in our right to our unhindered movement in the world, and powers, as power has established a grossly disproportionate advantage in technological, military, and psychological means, as well as an extreme gap ethically, i.e., given our absolute dependence, we ever exist in a constant state of extreme risk of being harmed in their arbitrary process, euphemistically known as management of us and the planet. All of these being essentially gaps between our sense of our capabilities and the off-the-charts hubris of power. So how do we address these disproportions? And I hope it's clear, this occurred to me when I was reading that article I just mentioned from the New York Times of, that article, Rare Diseases, Merger Will Create a Giant in Drugs for Rare Diseases, was from the January 12, 2016, New York Times. And it had a picture of these corporate board heads who were really excited about this merger. And it occurred to me looking at these photos, because this photograph, because they all had these big smiles that were completely, from my take, without authenticity, they weren't, from my perspective, real. And I mean, it was, to me, pretty clear, I mean, although our analysis goes this way, shows this, that these corporate heads are just as much walking asleep as we are before we see reality. Just as much playing a role in a theater piece that has been constructed by a teeny tiny minuscule few. So when I'm talking power, I'm talking so few people that it is completely horrifying to me that we've turned our lives, our planet, over to them, and that we have been conned into accepting not just the absence of authentic lives, but these multiple divisions they've created between us, in order to give themselves sufficient cover to create buffers, whether it's the police or those corporate heads. We're encouraged to see everybody but them, and of course ourselves, as the problem.